And one article that really stood out to me when I was just reading about this, trying to figure out why cancer doesn't go to skeletal muscle, was that it had reported 16% of micro metastases to skeletal muscle upon autopsy. 16%, meaning that there were these pinpoint tumors in skeletal muscle, but only 0.16% of actual metastases, suggesting that maybe skeletal muscle is able to control the angiogenesis, is able to control the tumors recruiting these blood vessels. We use skeletal muscle so much. It's the one portion of our body, our heart's always beating. We're always moving our muscles. Is it possible that muscle somehow intuitively knows that it needs this blood supply? It needs to be constantly contracting, so therefore it's almost selfish. It's grabbing its blood vessels for itself. Therefore, when a tumor comes into skeletal muscle tissue, it can't get a blood supply and can't grow. So this suggests that maybe if there is an anti-angiogenic factor in skeletal muscle, or perhaps even more, an angiogenic routing factor, so it can actually direct where the blood vessels grow, this could be a potential future therapy for cancer. And another thing that's really interesting is that there's this whole, the way tumors move throughout the body, it's a very complex system, and there's something called the chemokine network. And chemokines are essentially chemical attractants, and they're the stop and go signals for cancer. So a tumor expresses chemokine receptors, and another organ, a distant organ somewhere in the body, will have the corresponding chemokines, and the tumor will see these chemokines and migrate towards it. Is it possible that skeletal muscle doesn't express these type of molecules? And the other really interesting thing is that when skeletal muscle, there's been several reports that when skeletal muscle is injured, that's what correlates with metastases going to skeletal muscle.